like writing Take It All with Dan Romer was like very interesting, just because also it was a little bit different from my normal genre, because it was kind of a little more poppy, which was kind of cool to be able to do something a little different from what I normally do.
Right. Well, I want to take credit as your first co-writer, because technically I was your first co-writer.
True that.
Because we went to Sawyer and they said, well, we want you to do a song that's kind of about Frankie Presto, the character in one of my books, and when he meets this girl, and it's like, and you had this song that you were all working on called Forever Wrong. And so really it was so good that we didn't have to do a whole lot to it. But, but there was like one line I thought that would match up better, and we made this sort of lyrical suggestion. Well, how about if you just change this to that so it matches some of the words? And you were kind enough to do this. So that was a collaboration.
So yes, he's
trying to steal Dan Romer's thunder.
No.
That's what he's doing.
No, I didn't get co-writing credit, but that was a collaboration. Right? So I like to think that I warmed you up for the other people.
Pad your resume.
Because you said, you know, that wasn't so bad. We collaborated. It wasn't bad. It didn't hurt. All I had to do was change two words. I'm sure the Romer thing was a little tougher than that.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Now, how has, let me play a little bit more of this song. It's such a wonderful song. It's on the Frankie Presto CD soundtrack.
How much you mean to me, I am ever wrong. I love you, I love you. Don't want to be one you love.
So now when you go out and tour, I mean, do people recognize this song from that? Is it a popular one in your repertoire?
My fans love that song, so it's very popular, and like I perform it at almost like every show.
Well, as well you should, because your fans have become my fans, and I've never had as many 14-year-old book readers, but I think they're just scanning through my books to see if there's any other reference to you. And there's like, hey, this Tuesdays with Maury thing, is Sawyer in that? You're a great author. Is Sawyer in any of your other books? So, I don't know. I have to, I'm trying to think of a book that I can come up with the word Sawyer without it being Tom Sawyer, and so that I could just work it in, because I got to tell you, you have the most amazing fans. They stand by you thick and thin, and it must be great to perform for them, because I imagine the same love that you get on the internet is out there in concert.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I love just being able to, like, I used to post videos of, like, me singing in the house, and it just was so cool to be able to give something like that to my audience real quick, like, online. But performing with for them is amazing.
How do you feel about Tuesdays with Tom Sawyer Frederick?
You know what? That'll probably sell more than the original. Here is from the new, the major label debut album, Good Storm, and this is a single, Four Pockets.
It is hurting my heart, this fear is crushing me. I need to get out.
Now, when you come to Pontiac and you're going to play at Crowfoot's there, how big a band are you playing with? Because I'm used to you and your guitar walking out on stage.
Well, I have a guitarist and a drummer and a bass player, and that's what I'm performing with.
Well, that's old school. So did the Beatles.
That's right.
I mean, that's basically the Beatles configuration.
Yeah.
Two guitars, a bass, and a drum. You're doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you enjoy performing, you know, with more and more people as opposed to just the, you know, the thing on the voice and standing by yourself with the guitar?
I think I like both things equally, just because there's a lot of things I like about performing by myself, just because you get a little more freedom. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you really get into a nice groove when you're performing with other people.
Has Taylor Swift called you for a date yet?
No.
He's laughing, but I'm waiting for that now. Because believe me, there's like 10 million teenage girls who are going, say no. Say no.
Exactly.
So that was the right answer. Hold on the line. We're going to take a brief break. We'll come back. Sawyer Fredericks, our friend, is coming to Detroit, to Pontiac to be specific, on July 12th. That's Tuesday, 7 o'clock at the Crow Football Room in Pontiac. You got a few more minutes to call Rosie to try to win those tickets for Hockey, the musical, this weekend. The final performances, the daytime performances, 2 o'clock show on Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday, and that's it. In fact, the 2 o'clock is the absolute last show, period. We've put aside some tickets for our loyal listeners, 877-44-MITCH. If you'd like to see Hockey, the musical, this may be your last opportunity to try to do it for free here on this program. 877-44-MITCH for a few more minutes. We'll go to the traffic now, and then we'll come back with Sawyer. Back here on 760 WJR, we're talking with Sawyer Fredericks, who's coming to town here on the 12th, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Crow Football Room in Pontiac. Now, I know you're on tour here now, but some people who may not be familiar with your background don't know that you actually, when you're not, you know, recording, you're living on a farm up in upstate New York. I mean, I presume if you haven't turned 18, then you're probably still living there. Just tell everybody, like, what a day is like for you there versus what a day is like for you when you're on the road or in Los Angeles recording or things like that.
Well, the days on the farm can change by the season. So, during the summer, I'm probably going to be doing a lot of haying, and during the winter, I'm going to be taking care of the animals in the barn.
And so there's never a part of you that says, I don't know, I won The Voice, and now I'm pitchforking hay. What's the matter with this picture here?
Hey, I like the farm.
Okay.
Keeps it humble.
All right. Well, maybe it was the voice that seemed strange then. Probably.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yeah.
But do you find that keeps you grounded, you know, that you're still kind of back where you are? And I imagine in that town, is it Fultonville? Is that what it's called where you live?
Well, Fultonville. Yeah. I technically live in the town of Glen.
And I imagine the people there who have known you since you were a kid don't treat you a whole lot different.
No.
Well, the girls do.
Get the hay, Sawyer. Come on. All right. And do you prefer? I don't know if you're even dating, you know, at this age. But I mean, do you prefer people like from your small town in the background there, as opposed to people you meet after you've already become well known? Because you never know. You know, it's hard to know if people are liking you for your fame and your music or for who you are.
Yeah. I mean, I actually don't have, like, a lot of friends where I live, because I moved up here when I was 8 years old, and I was homeschooled, so I never really went to school, so I didn't make, like, a lot of friends. So most of my friends actually lived, like, really far away from me.
Oh. You're like an airplane away from it. You want to play cards tonight? Well, let me check the airplane schedule. Yeah, see if I can come. Well, that has to be difficult, then. I mean, what do you do when you're home?
I mean, I'm here with my brothers, so I've always had them as, like, my good friends, and then my cousin lives with me. But, I mean, I basically just, like, I perform, and I used to do, like, farmers markets, which was really fun for me.
Wow.
And, I mean, I live on an 88-acre farm, so I got stuff to do.
You got plenty to do, yeah. Will you still go out and, like, perform at a local farmers market just for the heck of it?
I actually really want to start doing that again, just because it's like, when I'm home, like, after doing that, I think it might be a little like hassle now that I have a bigger fan base that can't really just sit under a canopy.
Behind the pickles.
I'm gonna get mad.
Yeah, well, I don't know. On the other hand, you'll bring a lot of customers to the farmer's market, so they'll probably
exactly.
Like that. Yeah.
Surprise show.
Yeah, I want to set up some kind of like big farmer's market thing.
Well, I think that'd be great. And, you know, you sound every bit as delightful and down-to-earth as when we last saw you when you were here in town. And you did such a great job at the Fox Theater.
I've turned into a complete diva.
yeah, it really sounds like. The hat, the hair, everything's still in place? Still sporting the same look?
Not at this moment.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, which did you lose, the hat or the hair?
The hat is not on, and my hair is up.
Oh, the hair is up. Okay.
Got a man bun going on.
Good to know. Yeah. Maybe it's better that this is a phone interview. Keep it that
Don't
way.
Skype him.
Well, I really, again, really love your new record. The EP was great. The new album is fantastic. You just showed such enormous growth. And the fact that you're only 17 years old is really good news for everybody, because it means you've got a lot of years to go as a songwriter and performer. We look forward to seeing you when you come to town. I know you're going to have a great crowd out there at Pontiac.
And Detroiters are great audiences anyhow. And if you could get them screaming for you at the Fox Theater, which I'm pretty sure none of your fans generally get to go to unless they were going to like Disney on Ice when they were kids or graduation. But they're going to be out at the Crowfoot, and they're going to enjoy seeing you. And please give my best to your mom, who's just a delightful woman. And we'll look forward to seeing you when you get to town.
Awesome.
All right, sorry. Take care. Sawyer Frederick's our guest here on the program. Again, his new debut album, Good Storm. And he'll be at the Crowfoot Ballroom in Pontiac at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, July 12th, to go out and see him. Really terrific kid. All right, we will take a brief break and we'll come back with more. We got John Travolta in the